We'll take a look at your weather details shortly. Then we're going to hear from some Fifi Dobson and Pat Benatar. We belong. But this morning, some more guests joining us on the phone. Mysterious Inc. is actually a neat little website that you can log on to, whether it be you or the kids or anybody. And you don't necessarily have to be in New Brunswick. You can. That's the joy of the internet. You can look at it anywhere across Canada, anywhere across the world. What Mysterious Inc. is a collection of horror and mystery short stories. There's articles on there, too, that you can read about. And the masterminds behind it all join us on the phone this morning on K93. Welcome to the show to Angela and Pierre. Good morning, fellas.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so Angela, I'm going to start with you, because you say, you know, I was reading up on your website, and I took a look at your bio, and you say, since a very young age, you've been interested in mysterious things and paranormal. So can I ask you, do you believe in ghosts?
That's a good question. I like the stories behind ghosts. I'm not sure that I believe in them, but I like where the imagination leads.
So have you ever experienced any sort of paranormal activity that makes you interested in that?
No, never had any personal experiences with it, but I like the feeling that they create when I'm watching a movie or when I'm reading a school story. I like the feeling that it gives.
Isn't it kind of interesting that, you know, the hairs on your neck go back when you're watching shows like that? There's a few that really freaked me out. One in particular, I don't know if you've ever seen this movie, but it was The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I have, actually.
That movie, you know what happened? After I watched it, I woke up at 3 a.m., which is the exact time that she got visited. I turned on every light in the house because I was so freaked out.
And that's pretty much what we try to recreate in our stories, actually, is that paranoia and that feeling of, what's going on?
And, you know, most of those movies are so far-fetched and stretched from the truth. I mean, it is loosely based on a true story, but it did freak me out. I do love a good horror movie or a horror book, and that's exactly what you guys are working on. Pierre, you're on the other side of things here. You're actually, by trade, a cartoonist.
By trade, not really, but
As a hobby, then?
One of my many sidelines, yes.
Okay, so you've got your own website, and that's PCATunes.com. I was actually on there yesterday checking it out, bringing back the kid in me, because you have a bunch of mazes and puzzles on there. What made you get into cartoons?
2004, I became a published cartoonist.
And so do you do things, not aside from your website, do you do stuff for, like, the paper or books?
Yeah, I've published in about 14 different newspapers. I've been published in some newspapers with the cartoon puzzles and a panel cartoon called Geek Mythos.
And so have you been drawing since you were a kid, or just started, like you say, in 2004?
Drawing since I was a kid. Hadn't really done much of it in my adulthood, I guess, and picked it up again in 2004 and never looked back.
So you've got some sort of imagination flowing in the brain if you're a cartoonist. You kind of have to be, right?
I have a huge imagination, and a lot of it trickles into these stories we're writing in Mysterious Inc.
What's one of your favorite things to draw?
Panel cartoons, I'd have to say right now.
Well, let's get into MysteriousInc.ca, because that's the real reason why we got you on the phone this morning. I do like to get a background story of, you know, my guests on the show, so I wanted to touch on your personal lives a little bit. But you guys are living out of Moncton, New Brunswick right now, but you're both from small towns in eastern New Brunswick. Where exactly are you originally from?
I'm actually, myself, Pierre, I'm actually from Rogersville, New Brunswick.
And Angela, where are you?
I'm from St. Anthony.
Okay.
From Bouctouche, yeah.
And so you guys both moved to Moncton. You had a friendship that grew, and you started writing stories together.
We actually just met in January.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
So it hasn't been that long of an adventure, but probably a good one so far.
Yeah, we're really amazed by how many stories have come out from our collaboration. Like I said, I've been writing for a long time, but the focus wasn't really there before. My strengths were Pierre's weaknesses, and his strengths were mine. So
So let's talk about Mysterious Ink. Explain what exactly it is. Aside, I mean, we did touch and we talked about his story and Mysterious Shorts, but what exactly are we going to be finding when we go to mysteriousink.ca?
Basically, what we're trying to do is promote our short stories. So we've written a bunch of variety of different mystery, suspense, some horror, a lot of short stories, and we've done some articles. I mean, stories feature different characters, different topics. We're trying to have a good variety of stories on there,
mm-hmm.
and we're just letting the imagination flow. So
I do see that the Oakwood Island series has been going on for 5 parts right now. How long do you plan on extending that short story on for? Any idea? Or you just kind of go with the flow?
It's a bit of both, I guess. Right now, the original story is going to go on for about 7 parts in total. But then we've got a few other pieces that we're going to connect to it that are linked. So essentially right now we've got 9 parts planned, all total. So there's 5 already. We're already on part 5. There's going to be a part 2 of part 5. I know that sounds kind of strange, but we split it up. And we're going to go up to part 9.
So, Angela, what has been your favorite story to write so far?
Oh, definitely the Oakwood series. For me, it's just taking the characters and it's growing as we go. And originally, it wasn't, I guess, supposed to be up to 9 parts. Just recently, Pia had an idea for a spinoff, and I thought it was a great idea. So just seeing the characters kind of interweave, and we're bringing new ones as we go along. And the story, I guess right now, they're kind of standalone. But they're starting to the story's coming full circle, and in the next few, they're really going to come full circle, and pieces are going to fall into place. So the readers that have been following will see that it's all coming together now. So
what do you guys do when you get writer's block? Because I guess with 2 of you, does it happen very often?
Sometimes.
It's going to happen to everybody, but really working together, you can bounce stuff off each other, support each other, and you know, when one has writer's block, the other one kicks in and, you know, helps get the other one out of it. Really, for the most part, there's no lack of storytelling on our part. We're planning on doing this for a very long time, and we've got about a half a dozen stories to a dozen stories already planned in the future.
How often are you guys posting content on the site?
Well, we're aiming for about every 2 to 3 weeks to have something posted that's new for our readers. That doesn't always happen, but that's what we aim for. So about every few weeks is how often that we try to post some new content.
It's K93 Mornings with Kirk Davidson, Pierre Arsenault, and Angela Jacob on the line with us from mysteriousink.ca, a website about horror and mystery short stories. You guys, you've been working on this site for a while. You've got many books up, as you've mentioned. Any interest in possibly publishing some of these and making them available in bookstores, or are you just trying to stay online?
Definitely the interest is there to publish. Right now, that's one of the reasons we're trying to gain interest in our materials, in our stories, to try to grow a bit of a readership before you head that way. I mean, it's one thing to have an audience, you know, to gain an audience when you have a book out there, but it's even better to have an audience anticipating it.
Absolutely. So are you trying to get every age group interested in horror novels and stories?
I guess you'd have to say that horror fans come in all ages.
Right.
They come in all shapes and sizes, so it's hard to target one certain audience, one certain age group.
So you're just really trying to get your name out and actually do what you love, which is writing, and hopefully getting people interested in, you know, coming on and checking your site out every week, right?
Exactly, yeah. What we're trying to do, I guess, is, like you said, promote our site. Anyone that's interested in reading, I think reading is important. So, I mean, any way that you look at it, it can't be a bad thing, right? Just promote reading and writing.
Essentially, what we're trying to do is tell stories.
Are you guys on Facebook, too? I mean, that's a great way to socialize with your readers as well.
We both have personal Facebooks, but then again, we created a Mysterious Ink Facebook page. that you can go on and like us. You can find the link to that right on our website.
MysteriousInc.ca, or you can get a hold of them by their emails, which are on your Contact Us page. Like you say, like them on Facebook, search Mysterious Inc. Of course, you're looking for feedback on your books. Is there anything else that you want people to know about your website before I let you guys go?
One thing I want to mention is it's Mysterious Inc., as in I-N-K, not I-N-C.
Yes, yes, I guess Inc. I guess that should be said.
You're right. And it's .ca. Yeah,
oh, did I say .com?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. If I did, it's .ca, yes. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to post a link to your website up on our Facebook fan page. If you want to go grab that, you can check out the sites, read all the stories from Pierre and Angela on their website, which is MysteriousInc.ca. It is always a pleasure to have you on the show, and best of luck with the future stories that you have coming up on your website. Pierre and Angela, thanks so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you, Kurt.
You have a great day.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Not a problem. Anytime, guys. We'll be reading, for sure. Fifi Dobson and Ghost and